Lord, we pray that you'll bless us this afternoon. We turn again and afresh to the Word of God. This Word, Lord, is all promises. We want to thank you for the promises.
所以这些话里都是一些应允，我们非常感谢您的应许。
Lord, give us understanding and then give us faith to believe what you have said.
所以呢，主啊，求您帮我们理解，给我们信心去理解您要说的话。
Help us this afternoon, we pray.
今天下午求您帮助我们，我们祷告。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，Amen.
Very good. Well, it is Hebrews chapter 6.
也是希伯来书第六章，大家可以翻到。
We have spent a fair amount of time in Hebrews 6 because the passage sometimes is troubling to some people who read it.
因为我们呢，花了很多时间来在学习希伯来书第六章，因为这一章呢，通常呢，很多人呢很难去理解。
Some people say that it means it's possible to lose your salvation.
有些人说呢，你有可能失去你的救恩。
But the context would teach otherwise.
但是呢，上下文呢告诉我们，是你不会失去你的救恩的。Therefore,
let me just encourage you, keep reading the full context.
所以呢，我就给大家在读的时候呢，要把上下文连着一起读。So
we were considering truths up to and including verse 8 in the past. Today we'll go on to 9, unless you have any questions.
前面几个星期呢，我们一直在学习1到8节，希伯来书第六章。我们今天开始学习第9节，除非你们对从1到8节有什么问题，现在就可以提出。Okay,
verse 9 says, even though we speak like this, dear friends, we are confident of better things in your case, things that accompany salvation.
第九节说，亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，而且近乎得救。So
basically, he's saying to them, I didn't write these verses, chapter 6, verses 1, 2, 8. I didn't write them concerning you. I am persuaded better things of you. I wrote this to explain the problem that people have who do not follow the Lord Jesus, but keep going back to Moses.
所以呢，我说呢，这一节基本上说我跟你们写信呢，并不是说要去讲那个1到8节的，1到8节实际上讲到的呢，是那些没有得救的那些人呢，他们认为他们得救了。
That's a good principle to remember. When you read the Bible, not every verse is directed at you. It may be directed at others, but it will help you understand others.
所以这是一个很好的原则，当你读圣经的时候呢，有些经文并不一定就是说写给你的。 所以这些经文呢，是写给别人的。你读这些经文的时候呢，能够帮助你去理解圣经。
Now verse 10 is a lovely verse. It says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and continue to help them.
所以呢，第10节呢，是 很有爱的一节经文。这节经文说呢，因为神并非不公义，竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他的名所显的爱心，就是先前伺候圣徒，如今还是伺候。
Some people say, you know, that you can be a Christian and then you can fall away and you're not a Christian anymore.
有些人说呢，你可能你可以成为一个基督徒，然后呢你就跌倒了，你就再也不是基督徒了。
But God, this verse says, God's not going to forget your past.
这句经文说呢，神呢不会忘记你的过去。
God knows when you trusted Him as Savior, you did this, you did that, you sought this, you helped there. And God says, I remember what you did. I'm not going to forsake you in a time when you may have trouble or you may have doubts.
所以呢，这里呢，神说呢，我记得你过去做的这些事儿，所以呢，我不会忘记你过去服侍我、为我所做的事儿。当你有麻烦的时候，你怀疑的时候，神呢，他不会放弃你。
Would you remember God's got a good memory?
你知道神的记忆力很强吗？
Some people say, I know He remembers all the bad things I did.
有些人说呢，我记得你所做的一切的所有的坏事。
But the other side is true. He remembers all the good things you did.
所以呢，另外一面呢也是对的，因为他记得你所做的所有的好事。
And God is faithful, and He will reward you for all the good that you have done in His name. He loves you. He's not going to forget you.
所以呢，神是信实的，他会对你所有的你为了神的名气做的好事奖赏你。他不会忘记你的。
The devil likes to take and twist and lie.
所以呢，那个魔鬼呢，他呢，喜欢把这些拿出来，然后呢，强解，然后呢，撒谎。
Don't let him twist. If there are days of difficulty,If there are days of doubting, what do you do?
所以呢，不要让那个魔鬼欺骗你。如果你有麻烦的时候，如果你怀疑的时候，你该怎么去做呢？
The answer is keep going, keep trusting, keep praying, as we were reading this morning in Luke 18.
所以呢，答案就是你继续往前行，继续信。继续祷告，就像我们今天早晨在路加福音十八章学的。
Verse 11 says, "We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end, in order to make your hope sure."
第十一节说，我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
Don't stop along the way.
所以不要再半路就停下来。
If you stop along the way, you won't necessarily lose your salvation. You won't lose your salvation, but you will begin to lose the hope of your salvation.
所以呢，如果你在半路停上了，那停下来了，你不会失去你的救恩，但是呢，你会失去你对救恩的盼望。
We want to keep our hope sure.
我们要让我们的盼望有确保。
How do you keep your hope sure? You keep on going.
你怎么确保你的盼望呢？那你就是继续前行。
That's marvelous. So sometimes you do the work of God because you're so full of enthusiasm you can't hold back.
所以呢，这是非常那个神奇的。有时候呢，你去做神的工，你是充满了激情，这个激情呢，让你抑制不住的要去做。
Sometimes you do the work of God just because that's what you're supposed to do.
有时候呢，你去做神的工呢，是因为你应该那么去做。
What am I going to do on Tuesday evening at 7:30?
所以呢，在星期二。下午七点半我应该做什么呢?
I'm going to be at prayer meeting.
我会去参加一个祷告会。
Why?
为什么?
Because that's where I'm supposed to be at, on Tuesday evening.
这就是我应该去做的，在星期二晚上。
When I was younger, I used to sometimes be very happy to go to prayer meeting.
当我还是年轻的时候呢，有时候呢，我非常高兴去参加祷告会。
Other times I'd say I'd rather play baseball.
所以呢，其他的时间呢，我说我宁愿去打那个棒球。
But it was my responsibility to be there, so I said, I guess I'll go to prayer meeting.
那是我的责任，我应该去参加那个祷告会，所以我就自己说，我就去参加祷告会吧。
So we go through the Christian life, and sometimes with great enjoyment and zeal, and other times just because it's what we know we must do.
所以呢，我们基督徒的人生呢，就是有时候呢，我们是知道我们非常高兴的，我们极大的喜乐和极大的热情去做。有时候呢，我们去做，那是因为我们该那么去做。
And so, verse 11 again, we want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end. Keep on going to the end in order to make your hope sure.
所以第十一节继续这样说呢，你们都要显出这样的殷勤，使你们的满足的盼望一直到底。
Now the other is, we don't want you to become lazy, that's verse 12.
所以第十二节说呢，我们不想你们变懒。
Somebody often says, in the work of God, I did that last year, I'm not going to do it anymore, somebody else can do that now.
有些人呢，他们在做神的工的时候，他们会说呢，去年我做了这件事，所以今年呢，我不想再做这件事了，让其他的人去做吧。
And it would be easy for each of us to fall into the habit of being lazy rather than zealous to do what is right.
所以对我们来说呢，很容易的就养成那种懒惰的习惯，而不是说去热情的去服侍。
So I've been thinking about some hymns that we might sing on New Year's Eve.
他在现在在考虑一些在我们大年除夕呢我们要唱的歌。
We're going to have a program New Year's Eve. You're welcome to join us in Zoom or at the chapel.But we're going to welcome in the new year, praising and praying.
所以呢，我们在新年前夜呢，我们有一个节目。我们这个节目呢，就是要唱赞美诗，然后祷告。你们所有的人呢，都欢迎你们来教堂或者在Zoom上参加这个节目。
And one of the hymns that we're going to sing probably goes like this.
所以其中有一首赞美诗我们要唱的可能是这样的。
It says, lifetime is working time.
他说呢，人生呢，是工作的人生。
Spend no idle days.
所以不要无所事事。
Jesus is calling thee.
所以主耶稣在呼召你。
On the harvest waves, there's a huge harvest there. Jesus is calling us on the waves of the harvest.
所以呢，那里呢，主耶稣基督呼召我们在那个丰收的那个一波大一大波浪潮中，就是有很多的那样的丰收。
Working.With a willing hand, sing a song of praise.
所以呢，让你的手呢，愿意去工作，然后唱一个赞美的诗。
Work, ever work for Jesus.
所以服侍，服侍，永远服侍主耶稣。
And then the chorus begins with these words, work, 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 work.
所以那个副歌呢，就是一直就是工作、工作、工作，服侍、服侍。
Okay, now don't be lazy.
所以不要懒惰。
Jesus called you to a marvelous work and a glorious harvest. Don't get lazy.
你不要懒惰，主耶稣基督呢，呼求你做那个大量的工作，有一个极其荣耀的大丰收在等着。
Rather, we're to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
所以呢，这个第十二节说呢，并且
不懈。I must take this call. I apologize. I must.
Okay, 他要得接一个电话，他要是不好意思，他一个电话很重要的。所以刚才他讲第十二节，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。大家可以把这个前面讲的几节，大家可以回顾一下，复习一下，或者休息一下。他待会讲的时候呢，已经有。
I apologize for taking that call, but it was one that I had to take. So thank you for your patience.
因为不好意思呢，那个电话必须接，感谢大家的耐心。
He says our responsibility is to imitate those who through faith and patience inherited the promise.
所以呢，这第十二节说呢，我们的职责呢是要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
We talked this morning about Elijah.
今天早上呢，我们谈到了以利亚。
Elijah kept on serving God for those 3.5 years when there was no rain.
所以呢，以利亚呢一直在服侍神，就在那个3.5年的时间，没有雨的那3.5年时间。
He could have said, I can't take this anymore, and he could have quit.
所以呢，以利亚非常容易放弃，他说我忍受不了这么多了。
David was often very disappointed when he fled from Saul and later fled from Absalom.
所以呢，那个大卫王呢，通常呢，他也是很失望的，因为当他逃避那个扫罗的追击的时候，和后来他逃避那个亚撒龙的追杀的时候。
But he didn't quit, kept on going.
所以大卫并没放弃，他是一直前行。
And so the devil would like you and me to quit.And the writer to the Hebrews says, don't get lazy, don't turn back.
所以呢，那个魔鬼呢，他想要你我放弃。所以希伯来书的作者说呢，不要变得懒惰，不要放弃，不要回到你以前的那里去。
We often, Norm and I often sing a hymn that we learned a few years ago that goes like this. Don't turn around.To the things you've left behind.
所以呢，诺曼跟他呢，他们以前呢经常会唱一首赞美诗。这个赞美诗是这样说的：你不要转回去，转到回到你的罪里去。
All those bridges you burned, don't try to find.
所以呢，那些所有的你烧掉的桥呢，不要试着回去找到。
Set your face like a flint.As you go on to the promised land.
所以呢，就是持守你的信心，就像一个火石一样，一直到你到了那个应许之地。
Don't turn around to the things you've left behind.
所以不要回到你，你留在后面的那些事情里面去。
But the question is, will God keep His promises to you.
问题是呢，神他会保守对你的应许吗？
Sometimes we have to wait.
有时候我们必须等待。
Sometimes the waiting is hard.
所以呢，也有时候等待呢是很难的。
Sometimes the waiting is disappointing.
有时候呢，等待呢会让你失望。
And so,The apostle now goes on and tells us about the certainty of God's promises.
所以呢，继续那个使徒保罗呢，继续告诉我们神的应许的确定。
Verse 13, When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself.
第13节说, 当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候呢, 因为没有比自己更大的可以指着起誓的, 他就指着自己起誓说,
And he said, verse 14, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants.
第14节说呢, 论福我必赐大福给你, 论子孙, 我必叫你的子孙多起来。
But he was an old man.
那就是个很老的人了。
He'd been married for many, many years, probably 40 or 50 years.
结婚呢,很多很多年, 大概有40到50年。
He didn't have any children.
从来没有一个孩子。
And yet he believed because God said it and God swore by himself. And he said, surely I will bless you and give you many descendants.
因为亚伯拉罕知道神呢, 他是指着自己起誓, 他指着自己起誓跟他说呢, 论福呢, 我必赐你大福给你, 论子孙, 我必叫你子孙多起来。
And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised.
第15节说呢, 这样, 亚伯拉罕既很久忍耐, 就得到了所应许的。
Now that is basically the way God works. God usually promises and then waits a while to fulfill the promise so that we learn to trust him and believe him even in difficult days.
其实这通常呢就是神的应许，神的应许呢，神先应许你，然后过一段时间，来神再实现他给你的应许。这样呢，就是让我们在这个等待的过程中呢，我们学会去信相信神，去。
So don't be surprised if God keeps you waiting.
所以呢,你不要感到奇怪, 如果神让你等待的话,
He kept Moses waiting a long time.
他让摩西等待了很久,
He kept David waiting a long time.
他让大卫王也等待了很久。
All right, verse 15 then says, Men swear by something greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument.
第16节说,人都是指着比自己大的启示,并且以启示为实据,了结各样的争论。
So, how do you know for certain that somebody is going to do what they say they will do?
你怎么确保, 其他的人呢, 他要说他做的事儿, 他能够去做。
And so the legal system in Canada has a logic that goes like this.
所以呢, 在加拿大的法律系统呢, 它有这样一个逻辑, 它是这样的。
When we go to court, we are given a Bible.
当我们去到法庭的时候呢，法庭会给我们一本圣经。
And we put our hand on the Bible.
然后我们把我们的手呢放在圣经上。
And then we say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
所以呢，然后呢，就说呢，我现在发誓，我只讲。 真理，我所讲的一切都是真的，除了真的以外，我是指着神启示的。
And what that man is telling the court and the judge is this, that if I don't tell the truth, God will punish me. Not just you, judge, but God will punish me. I swear by something greater. I swear by God himself.
所以呢，他这个逻辑呢，就是这样的。 那个法师的人的时候，如果我不告诉真相，神会惩罚我的。不光是法官会惩罚我，神一定会惩罚我，因为神比我大得多。
But the promise, of course, is as far as God is concerned, You can't swear by anything greater. I can swear by God because he's greater, but God can't swear by anything greater than himself.
因为关于神呢，他神启示的时候呢，他不可能指着比他大的，因为没有任何的人大过神。所以当我们启示的时候呢，我们可以指着神启示，因为神比我们大得多。
All right, so verse 17 says, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose or his promise very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it with an oath.
第17节说，照这样，神愿意为那承受应许的人格外明显，他旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。
So he's basically saying, excuse me, he's saying, I will do it. And I want you to know that I swear that I will do it.
你这里基本上的意思呢，就神说呢，我会去做的，因为我启示了，所以。
Okay, sometimes the daddy says to the little boy, I will do something.
有时候呢，父亲对一个小男孩说呢，我会去做一些事。
Sometimes he forgets to do it, and the little boy says, Daddy, you promised.
有时候那个父亲却忘了去做。 然后那个小男孩就会说，爸爸，你已经答应了我了。
What does Daddy say?
爸会怎么说呢？
Daddy says, okay, I promised I will do it.
他的爸爸就说呢，是的，我答应了，所以我会去做。
What do you say when you go to God and ask him to help you?
所以呢，你当你到神面前的时候， 你祈求神帮助你的时候，你会怎么做？
You say to him, Daddy, you promise.
所以你会跟神说，爸爸，你应许了。He's
our Father. He loves us. And he promised.
神是我们的父，爱我们，他应许了我们。
And he didn't just promise, he swore by himself. And he said, there's two reasons why you believe me. Number one, I said it. And number one, I prove that I will say it. I confirm that I will say it. I swear I will do it.
今天神呢，他不光是说呢应许了我们，他还起了誓。所以他有两种方式，有两个原因你要相信他。第一个呢，他应许了；第二个他起誓了。神说呢，我既然应许了你，我又起誓了。 但是我就一定会去做。
Why did God do this? Verse 18. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope offered to us may be greatly encouraged.
第18节继续解释说，其实这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎。 好叫我们这逃往避难所、持定摆在我们前面、摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
Will God keep his promises?
神会持守他的应许吗？
Yes.
是的。
And because he will keep his promises, we therefore have hope. We're greatly encouraged.
因为神呢会持守他的应许，这样呢我们就有了盼望，所以我们得到了极大的安慰。
When did God fail to keep his promises?
如果神呢他没有持守他的应许呢？
No, he can't fail to keep his promises. God's whole character is based on fulfilling his promises. Can we believe his promises? And the answer is, of course we can. Verse 19. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure.
所以呢，神呢，当然呢，他能这个持守他的应许，我们能够相信他。第十九节说呢，我们有着指望，如同灵魂的锚。
So let's pretend you're out in a boat in a storm.
所以呢，我们就假设在一个暴风雨里，你在一艘船上。
The boat's going up and down and blowing around and the wind is coming and the rain and it's terrible.
所以呢那个船呢就像这样上下的到处晃然后那些雨呢也进到船里了这些水也进到船里了非常的可怕。
And the wind is blowing you toward the rocks.
所以那个风呢把你们的船呢吹向了一块岩石。
And if you hit the rocks,The boat will smash, you will drown, everything and everyone on the boat will be lost.
所以呢如果你呢你的船呢撞在那块礁石上呢以后呢你的船呢会被撞碎然后你就会掉到水里淹死然后船上所有的人都会在水里被淹死。
But you have an anchor, so you throw the anchor overboard and it gets locked.Onto a rock down in the bottom of the ocean, and the wind blows, but it can't blow you any further because the anchor is holding it, and doesn't matter what the storm is, you're not going to end up on the rocks.
所以实际上呢，你船上有一个锚，然后你就把那个锚呢扔到水里去，那个水里需要那个锚呢落到海底以后呢，就抓住了海底的岩石。然后呢那个风呢就可以吹你的船你的船呢可能会被吹往那个岩石一点点然后它吹到那个锚拉住你的时候呢你的船就再也动不了了然后你的船呢也不可能撞到那块礁石上去了。
There are going to be storms in your life as there are in my life.
所以呢在你的人生里和在我的人生里都会有暴风雨。
How are we going to keep from being dashed on the rocks?
所以我们怎么避免我们撞到那块礁石上去了?
We're going to believe the promises. The promises of God become an anchor for the soul.
所以我们要相信神的应许。神的应许呢，就变成了我们灵魂的锚。
That's what we hang on to.We don't say, well, maybe if I hang on tight, I won't get smashed. We simply say, Jesus is our anchor. His promises hold. I will carry on. He will help me.
所以呢，这就是我们所要做的。我们不会说呢，也许我的锚会锚定我，不让我撞到那块岩石上。我们会是很坚定的说，主耶稣基督。他就是我灵魂的锚，他会帮助我，他会让我走出我人生的困境。
We have hope that God will fulfill His promises, and that is the anchor for our soul.
因为我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚。
Now the question is where?Is the anchor attached?
所以呢，问题是这个锚，它是锚在哪里呢？
Sometimes when I was in my boat, I would drop an anchor and the anchor would sink into the sand.
所以有时候呢，当我开船出去的时候呢，我会把我的锚扔下去，那个锚呢就沉到沙里去了。
And the next time the wind came, the anchor would lift and move, and the anchor would go and go and go.
所以当风再吹过来的时候呢，那个锚呢它会动，所以呢它会一点一点的往前面动移动。
So it's very important that the anchor be on the right rock foundation. It's got to be on something that doesn't move.
所以呢，这就是非常重要的。你的锚呢，必须锚在一个基石上。这个基石呢，它是不会移动的。
All right, Now, where does the anchor of God's promise lie? Where does it hook to the solid rock?
那个神的那个应许的那个锚呢？ 它是放在哪里的呢？它是在哪里的？是那个坚固的岩石呢？
Verse 19 says, it enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where Jesus, who went before us, has entered on our behalf.
那这第十九节和第二十节，第十九节后面说呢，这个灵魂的锚又坚固又牢靠，且从入幔内。 做先锋的耶稣，既照着麦基洗德的等次，成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。So
the children of Israel, when they were in the wilderness, they knew God was there and He was going to help them. But
所以呢，当时呢，以色列人呢，他们进入了旷野，进入旷野呢，他们知道神在那里会帮助他们，但是。
They weren't absolutely sure. So God said, I am going to get you to make me a tabernacle.
所以呢，他们是很确定的。神说呢，我会让你们为我建造一个会幕。
And so the tabernacle was a tent-like structure, and there were four compartments, if you like, three compartments.
所以呢，那个会幕呢，其实上就像一个帐篷一样的。帐篷里面呢，如果你喜欢的话，它有三个部分。
Outside was where anybody could go.
所以呢，外面的帐篷外面呢，是任何人都可以走。Inside
those gates where it was a place where only Jewish people could go.
所以呢，还有一道门，一道门的里面呢。 只有当时的犹太人可以进到那，通过那个门进去。Inside
that was the holy place where only priests could go.
所以呢，在那个里面呢，还有一层，那一层里面呢，只有祭司可以进到那一层里去。And
behind that was the most holy place, and only the high priest could go in there once a year. That's because God was right there in that most holy place.
所以呢，在里面呢，就是有一个最神圣的地方。这个最神圣的地方呢，只有最高祭司一年才可以进去一次，因为这个地方是神住的地方。So
if a storm were coming in the wilderness and you had an anchor, where would you place it?
所以呢，如果你在旷野里有一个暴风雨的话，你有一个锚，你会把它锚在哪里呢？
Oh, you might say, well, I think I'd place it just outside the gate of the tabernacle.
所以呢，你说呢，我有可能就把我的锚呢，恰恰就放在那个会幕的那个门的前面。No,
no, you'd say, be better if I placed it inside the gate of the tabernacle. Because God's at work there. We'll place it inside.
现在你说呢，放在门外面，当然没有放在门里面保险，因为神在里面做工。And
you might say, well, I could place it in the holy place. Only the priest can go in there. If it's in there, it's really anchored. We'll put our anchor in the holy place.
现在你又会去想了，你说更保险的地方呢，实际上在那个神圣的地方，因为只有祭司进到里面去。如果我把毛在那里，可能更保险。And
then somebody said, no. Let's place it in the most holy place where God is. Let's anchor it to the Ark of the Covenant. That's where God is. Well, anchor it to that and then we'll be safe.
有些人说呢，你们这些都不对，我应该把那放在最至高的圣洁的地方，最神圣的地方，因为神在那里面，神的应许在里面，约柜也在里面。 所以呢，神在那里，如果我把我的毛在那里，那是最保险。Then
somebody says, no, we can't do that. We can't even get in there. Only the high priest can go in once a year. We can't get in there.
有些人又会说呢，你要想毛在那里，那是不可能的，因为呢，你进不去。 只有那个最高祭司一年呢才可以进去一次。
But the writer in verse 20 says, you can go in there where Jesus, who went in before us, he went in. When he went in, he entered on our behalf.
所以呢，这个希伯来书作者说，那你当然可以进去了，因为主耶稣基督他先已经进去了，他是在代表我们先进去了。
Where is our anchor placed? It's placed in God himself.
所以我们的锚是放在哪里？锚在哪里呢？是锚在神，他自己身上。
Nothing is going to disturb God.
你没有什么东西可以去干扰神。
Nothing that will ever happen will distress God.
所以呢，也没有任何的东西，也从来没有发生过，没有任何的可以去干扰神。
He is God.
他是神。
The Lord Jesus Christ was put to death by the men around him. What did he do?
所以呢，这主耶稣基督呢是让人杀害的，所以在那个时候神在做什么
？He rose again the third day. That's what he did. He's God.
所以主耶稣基督在第三日复活，这就是他做的，因为他是神。
Who won? The high priest and Herod, did they win? Or did Jesus win?
所以谁赢了呢？当时的那些最高祭司和周围的人，还是主耶稣基督赢了呢？
Frankly, if I were Pilate or Herod, I'd still be running.
所以呢，坦率地说，如果我是那个皮拉图，或者是我是那些当时杀害主的人，我现在仍然在逃跑。
If you want a really powerful enemy, you just kill him and let him rise again. And with his risen power, he'll destroy you. How terrible to, how terrible to have an enemy like that. God is in control. Sorry, Roy.
Yeah, this is right.所以如果你有一个如此强大的敌人，如果你把他杀了以后呢，他又复活了，所以呢，你有这样一个强大的敌人，那是多么可怕的事，因为神是掌控一切的。
Now the verse ends, verse 20 ends with the line, He, Jesus, has become a high priest forever after or in the order of Melchizedek.
所以二十节的结尾呢是这么说的，主耶稣基督照着麦基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司。
What does a priest do?
那么大祭司做什么工作呢？
A priest has two jobs. One is to bring the people to God, and the other is to bring God to the people.
所以呢，那个大祭司呢，他有两。他的职责分为两部分，第一部分呢，他把人们带到神面前；第二部分呢，他把神带到人们面前。
If you're in a storm and you're got a rope, the rope will be between you and the anchor.
所以呢，如果你在一个暴风雨里，你有一条绳子，那个绳子呢，连接到那个锚。
And the anchor keeps the ship from blowing away.
所以那个锚呢，就一直是在往外飘。
And the boat keeps close to the ship because of the anchor. That's what Jesus did. Jesus went into the holy place for us. He's the anchor. Sorry, he has anchored us in God himself.And then he ties us to himself so that we can't get away in the storm.
所以呢，实际上呢，当这个锚在飘的时候，你的船呢会因为这个绳子连着呢，就是跟着那个锚在走。那么主耶稣基督呢，他就是我们的锚，他呢通过那条绳子呢把我们连着。如果他进去了，我们也会跟着他进去。所以呢，我们会避免在风暴里灭亡。
Of course, the question is, What kind of a priest is Jesus?
至于问题呢，通常就是主耶稣基督他是什么样的祭司呢？
We can see Jesus as he walks through the earth. We see him in Matthew and Mark and Luke and John.
所以呢，我们可以看到主耶稣基督当他在地球上生活的时候，我们可以从马太、马可、路加还有约翰福音里看到。
And we see descriptions of his work and of his teachings as we read through the rest of the New Testament.
所以当我们一直读新约的时候呢，我们都能读到主耶稣基督他的那个传道，他的教导，所以他的所有的一切在地球上的。
But as I've been saying many times recently, the Lord Jesus Christ is described in beautiful detail in the Old Testament.
所以呢，我讲过很多次，实际上呢，主耶稣基督呢，在旧约里也是有很多的很美的画面来描述我们的主耶稣基督。
Let me remind you that only God can write a book like that.
所以呢，我提醒一下大家呢，只有神才能写出这样的一本书。
He describes a person and an event hundreds of years before it takes place.
所以呢，神会呢，描述一个人，描述一个人呢，在这个人出现之前的成百上千年之前就写出。
And so all you have to do is read the description way back in the beginning to find out the significance of the event.
所以呢，你就是说你要回到那个最开始的那个地方去读那些，然后你才能找到现在所讲的这些事情的意义。
So could you please describe for me, give me a description of what's going to happen 1900 years from now. You just go ahead and describe it, please.
所以呢，如果你们中间的任何人可以给我描述一下1900年前以后要发生的一件事，你现在就给我说说看。
You say, I don't know what's going to happen 1900 years from now.
其实我现在怎么可能知道1900年以后会发生什么呢？
How could I possibly describe the event or the person?
所以你说怎么可能我去描述那个当时的发生的事件和人呢？
It's absolutely preposterous, but that's what God does all the time.
所以呢，对我们来说绝对是不可能的，但是神却一直在这么做。
That's why we believe the Bible.
这就是为什么我相信圣经。
So we're going to read now about a man whose name is Melchizedek, and he lived 1900 years before the Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们大家要读一下这个人物叫麦基洗德，他是在主耶稣基督以前1900年前就活着的一个人物。
So we read about him.In the Old Testament, in order that when we get to the New Testament, we can understand Jesus.
所以我们在旧约里读到的那些人物呢，就是说让我们以后我们在新约的时候可以去了解我们的主耶稣基督。
That's absolutely remarkable.
这是非常非常令人震惊。
So, chapter 7.What do we know about this man, Melchizedek? He was king of Salem and priest of God Most High.
所以呢，在第七章第一节，我们怎么来知道这个麦基洗德什么样的人呢？这麦基洗德就是撒冷王，又是至高神的祭司。
He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings.And he blessed Abraham.
所以呢，他当亚伯拉罕杀败主王回来的时候，就迎接他，给他祝福。
And not only did he bless Abraham, but Abraham acknowledged who he was, and gave him a tenth of everything that he had won in the battle over those kings.
因为实际上呢，他不光是他祝福了亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕呢也认识他。第二节说，亚伯拉罕已将自己所得来的起十分之一给他。
What kind of a person was he? And the verse 2 says, first, his name means King of Righteousness, Melchizedek, King of Righteousness.
所以这个麦基洗德是一个什么样的人呢？他头一个名翻出来就是仁义王。所以麦基洗德的那个名字的第一个意思就是仁义王。
Okay, Melka is king. Tzedek is righteousness. Melchizedek or Melchizedek, the king of righteousness. That's what his name means.
所以那个麦克他是王，那个克戴德他是公义，所以麦克戴德就是麦基洗德，他实际上就是仁义的王。But
he lived in a city called Salem, and he was the king of Salem.
所以呢，他住在一个地方，名字叫撒冷。撒冷呢，他是那个撒冷的王。
And so his name means the king of peace. Salem means peace. Shalom, Salem, king of peace.
所以撒冷呢，在希伯来文是沙，Shalom， 它的呢就是平安的意思。它既是 king of Salem， 它就是平安之王。
Would you, what kind of a king would you like to reign over you?
你希望什么样的国王来统治你?
If someone were to run for political office in Canada or elsewhere, and he was simply the king of righteousness and the king of peace, would you want him to reign over you?
如果有一个人呢，在加拿大或者在世界上其他地方，他要竞选做当地的领导人，所以呢，他的名字叫那个。 仁义的王，平安之王，平安王，你会不会想让他来统治你？
Would you rather have someone who is the king of war and the king of evil? He would do any evil to create war. Is that what you want in your country? No.
那你还是想要一个战争王，或者邪恶的王。 你想要这样一个王在你做你的统治吗？不会的，你不想。So
you might say, you know, he would be a pretty good guy. I think we'll vote for him.
你会说呢，这个人呢，他是个好人，所以呢，我会给他投票。But
of course, the problem is that if you were to get a king like that, he'd only last for a few years until the next vote.
那这问题就是说呢。 如果你选上了这样一个人，他只会做四年，然后四年以后呢，又会重新选人。And
after the next vote, he'd probably be eliminated from office.
所以呢，在后面的四年以后呢，他可能会被人从他办公室里赶出去。Or
worse than that, he might die.
然后他有可能死，更糟糕的。What
do we know about Melchizedek?
那么我们对那个麦基洗德有什么样的了解呢？
Verse 3. He was without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, like the Son of God. He remains a priest forever.
第三节说他无父无母无祖父无生之始无命之中是与神的儿子相似。
So we're told nothing of Melchizedek's mother or father. We're told nothing of his children. We're told nothing of his death.
因为圣经里并没有告诉我们麦基洗德的父母是谁，他的孩子们是谁，他是什么时候死的。
He appears in scripture basically out of nowhere.
实际上呢，他在圣经里出现呢，实际上不知道从哪里来。
And he disappears, just a few verses about him.
所以呢，几节经文介绍他以后呢，他就消失了。
But he's a lovely picture of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他是那个主耶稣基督的一个很美的画面。
The outstanding thing about the Lord Jesus, he's the Son of God. Without mother and father, he was the Son of God way back before Adam and Eve.
实际上呢，这个非常那个明显的事情呢，主耶稣基督呢，他没有父母的，他是神的儿子，他实际上早在亚当夏娃之前，他就已经存在了。
Our Lord Jesus Christ never had any physical children.
我们主耶稣基督呢，从来没有一个他的孩子。
And though he died, he rose again, and he's still alive today.
然后呢，他为我们死了，他又复活了，他今天仍然活着。
All of which means he remains the priest forever.
所以我们所有我们能够知道的呢，他是成为永远的祭司。
All the other priests came and died, came and died. Some good, some bad. Some only a little bit good, and some a lot bad or a little bit bad. Jesus, perfect, Son of righteousness, King of righteousness, King of peace, and he lives on forever. Could you trust a man like that?
实际上呢，所有其他的那些祭司们呢，他们来了死了，来了死了，来了去了。有些人呢，是比较好的祭司，有些人呢是比较坏的祭司，有些人呢是有点好的祭司，有些人呢是有点坏的祭司。但是只有我们的主耶稣基督，他呢是永远不变的，他是完美的。所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，他就是永远活着了，他是仁义之王，他是平安之王，所以呢，你可以相信像主耶稣基督这样的一个人吗
？People say, of course I can trust him. Who else should I trust? Nobody else has credentials like that.
所以呢，我们会说，当然我们会相信主耶稣基督。如果我们不相信主耶稣，我们能相信谁呢？有谁有主耶稣基督这样的声誉
？Can I believe his promises in the storms of life？
所以呢，主耶稣基督他是我们人生的风暴里的应许。
And the answer is, of course, I can believe him in the storms of life. He is the anchor. He's gone into the presence of God, and he is the priest like Melchizedek.Forever, of course I can trust him.
在我人生的风暴里，我当然可以去相信主耶稣基督。他是那个最高祭司，他是我们灵魂的锚，他带我们来到神那里去，我们当然能够相信他，他是永远的大祭司。
How long is he going to be high priest?
他会做多久的那个大祭司呢
？Forever.
永远。
So when you get to heaven and you sit down with Jesus, what are you going to talk about?
所以当你去到天堂以后呢，你坐在主耶稣基督的旁边，你会跟他说什么？
You're probably going to talk about the prayers that you prayed yesterday.
所以你大概可能会跟他讲你昨天的祷告。
And you're going to say to him, "Oh, Jesus, do you remember when I prayed yesterday and I asked you about that? Do you remember that?"
你会跟主耶稣基督说，主耶稣基督，你记得昨天我祷告的时候跟您说的话吗
？Jesus is going to say, "Of course, I remember that."
主耶稣基督会说，当然我记得你说的什么。
And you'll say, "Jesus, would you please explain?" Why you did what you did.
所以你会跟主耶稣基督说的，主耶稣基督，可不可以跟我讲讲你为什么要去做你做的事儿呢
？And I think he's going to say, Harold, I'm going to give you the answer, but it's a big answer.
我会想呢，主耶稣基督会说 ，Harold， 我会给你一个答案，但这个答案呢，其实一个很长的答案。
You see, God doesn't just do one thing at a time.
其实神呢，不会只是说一次只做一件事。
He does so many things at a time that we get confused.
所以呢，神呢，实际上在我们感到混淆的那个时间里呢，他会做很多的事情。
We say, why did you do that, God? He says, well, here's 50 reasons. Clickety, clickety, click, tick, 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 tick. And he'll give all kinds of reasons why he did it.
所以呢，我们如果问神说，神，你为什么要那么做？神会说呢，他给出你50个原因，他要这么做，嘚嘚嘚嘚嘚，50个一直排下来，他这所有的都是为什么我要去做这件事的理由。
You'll listen to him. And when he's finished giving you the 50, what are you going to say?
所以呢，你要记得，如果神把那50个答案全给你了以后，你会怎么说？
You're going to say thank you, aren't you?
你会说谢谢你，你会这么说吗？
He's the king of righteousness. He's the king of peace.
他是公义之王，他是平安之王。
Amen. Verse 4. Just think how great he was. How great was Melchizedek? He was a pretty big guy.
所以呢Amen. 第四节说，你们想一想，先祖亚伯拉罕将所得来的十分之一给他，这人是何等的珍贵，他是一个大人。
Even Abraham the patriarch gave him a tenth of the plunder or the spoils of war.
所以呢，先祖亚伯拉罕将自己所掳来之物十分之一给他。
You remember that Abraham went to war.
你们大家都记得亚伯拉罕去打那一场仗。
He fought against an army that had just overthrown 5 big cities and a lot of other people as well.
因为他是跟那个一个很强的一个城市里的领导人，还有其他甚至5个城市的领导下的军队作战。
And he won the battle.
然后他赢了那场战争。
And many people in the world then said, Abraham is the greatest man in the world.
所以很多人呢，当时就说呢，亚伯拉罕是世界上最伟大的人物。
And on the way home, with all of this spoil.
所以亚伯拉罕在他回家的时候呢，带着所有的战利品。
He met Melchizedek.
他碰到了麦基洗德。
Now the question is, who's the greater? Melchizedek or Abraham?
现在的问题就是谁更大呢？是麦基洗德还是亚伯拉罕？
So Melchizedek, first of all, blesses Abraham.
所以麦基洗德呢，首先呢，他祝福了亚伯拉罕。
And the principle is that the blesser is always greater than the one he's blessing. God blesses us. We can't bless him with very much. He blesses us. The greater always does the blessing.
所以呢，那个祝福的人呢，他永远是大过那个被祝福的人。就像神呢祝福我们，我们很少说我们祝福神，所以神祝福我们。那个祝福的永远是最大的。
So acknowledging that, Abraham gave to Melchizedek 1/10 of the spoils.
所以呢，因为意识到他们这个位置，所以呢，亚伯拉罕呢，给了麦基洗德十分之一的他的战利品。
I tried to calculate what that would mean.
试着去算了一下，这是什么意思呢？
And I'm not sure, but I'm going to give you a rough estimate.
所以呢，我不是很确定，所以呢，我要给大家一个粗略的估计。
I think probably the spoils were worth something like $10 billion.
所以呢，我认为它的战利品呢，可能价值100亿美元。
That's more money than you have in your bank account.
就是比你银行的钱要多一点。
And he said, Melchizedek, you're the great Melchizedek from God. I will give you. And he gave him something like $1 billion.
亚伯拉罕的这个麦基洗德说，我知道你是从神来的，所以你比我大得多，所以我给你十分之一，大概呢是10亿美元。
It's a lot of money to put in the collection plate on a Sunday morning.
你这笔钱呢，如果是星期天早上放在奉献箱里，那是一大笔钱。
Verse 11 says, Now the law requires the descendants of Levi who become priests to collect a tenth from the people, that is from their brothers, even though their brothers are descendants from Abraham.
第五节就是说呢，那得祭司职任的利未子孙领命照例向百姓起十分之一，这百姓是自己的弟兄，虽是从亚伯拉罕身中生的，还是照例起十分之一。
So the logic is going to go this way. Abraham's descendants were to collect the tithe, wasn't to go from Abraham to Melchizedek. The tithe, the law said, it had to go from the Jewish people to Abraham's children.
实际上呢，这里的逻辑呢，就是说亚伯拉罕的子孙呢，他们呢是照例起十分之一。每次呢起十分之一呢，不管尽管他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙，也照起十分之一，就像亚伯拉罕给了麦基洗德十分之一一样。
We'll read about this logic now. Verse 5. Now the law requires the descendants of Levi who become priests to collect a tenth from the people, that is their brothers, even though their brothers are descendants from Abraham.
第五节是这样说的，那得祭司职分利未的众子，虽是从亚伯拉罕腰中所出的，还是领命照律法向百姓起十分之一，这百姓是他自己的弟兄。
This man Melchizedek, however, did not trace his descendant from Levi, yet he collected a tenth from Abraham and blessed him who had the promises.
像第六节继续说呢，独有麦基洗德不与他们同谱，倒收纳亚伯拉罕的十分之一。为那蒙应许的亚伯拉罕祝福。
And without doubt, the lesser person is blessed by the greater.
所以呢，第七节就是说，从来位分大的给位分小的祝福。
In the one case, the tenth is collected by men who die, but in the other case, it's collected by him who is declared to be living.
第八节说，在这里收十分之一的都是必死的人，但在那里收十分之一的有为他做见证的说他是活的。
One might even say that Levi, who collects the tenth, paid the tenth through Abraham, because when Melchizedek met Abraham, Levi was still in the body of his ancestor.
实际上呢，那个十分之一的时候呢，并且可说那收十分之一的利位也是借着亚伯拉罕纳了十分之一。
Who is the greater?
谁是最大的呢？
Well, the logic says that the tithe should be given from the lesser to the greater.
所以那个律法说呢，那个十分之一呢，必须是小的给大的。
Abraham was lesser, Melchizedek was greater, and he was Abraham's high priest, and he is our high priest.
所以呢， 亚伯拉罕呢比那个麦基小一点，那个麦基洗德呢他是大过亚伯拉罕的，他是最高的祭司，麦基洗德呢也是我们最高的祭司。
Now remember this book of Hebrews was written to Hebrews.
大家记得这个希伯来书呢是写给希伯来人的。
And they said Abraham was great.
他们说亚伯拉罕是最大。
They said Moses was greater, he was a Levite. Aaron was greater.
他们说呢摩西呢他也是大的，那个亚伦呢也是大的。
And their argument was, we don't necessarily follow Jesus,We follow Moses, we follow Abraham. That's what they said.
所以呢，他们当时的那个希伯来的基督徒呢，他说我们并不一定非要跟随主耶稣基督，我们只跟随摩西，跟随亚伯拉罕就可以。
And the writer to the Hebrews says, no, that's not right.
所以呢，希伯来书的作者说呢，你们这些想法是不对的。
Abraham followed Melchizedek.
亚伯拉罕呢他跟随着麦基洗德。
Levi followed Melchizedek. Moses therefore followed Melchizedek.
利未呢也跟随着那个麦基洗德。
And therefore the writer is saying to the Hebrews, don't go back to the Mosaic law. Don't go back to the Judaic traditions.You go on to Melchizedek, Jesus, because that's what Abraham did. That's what the Levites did. That's what Moses did. You must, if you're going to follow Moses, follow him all the way. If you're going to follow Abraham, follow him all the way. Don't just follow him part.
实际上这是希伯来书作者讲的。他讲当时呢实际上呢你们是说要跟随着摩西，跟着说利未，跟随着那个亚伯拉罕。所以呢，亚伯拉罕、利未、摩西这所有的人呢，他们就是跟随麦基洗德的。如果你们是跟随着摩西或者亚伯拉罕或者那个，你们不要去照着以前的那个摩西的律法或者利未的律法那样去做。如果你因为他们这些人，你们跟随的人都是跟随麦基洗德的。如果你们要跟随他，你就跟随到底，你不要只是跟随的一部分。
Right, now another reason why you would not go back to Moses and Abraham and Levi, you would go on to Jesus, and that's starting in verse 11 now.
所以另外一个逻辑呢，就是你们那些希伯来人不要回去跟随摩西或者跟随亚伯拉罕呢。第十一节呢，给我们给出了另外的一些原因。
It says, if perfection could have been attained through the Levitical priesthood, for on the basis of it the law was given to the people, why was there still need for another priest to come? One in the order of Melchizedek, not in the order of Aaron.
所以第十一节说，从前百姓的利未人祭司只认以下受律法，倘若急着这职任能得完全，又何用另外兴起一位祭司呢？照麦基洗德的等次，不照亚伦的等次呢
？The problem of the priesthood of Aaron is that it wasn't good enough.
问题就是呢，那个亚伦的那个祭司制度呢，并不完美。
You go around the world today, and you say to them now, please tell me how your sins were forgiven.
所以你如果在世界上你找着人，你问一下你的罪是怎么得到赦免的。
There isn't another religion in the world that can tell you how.
在世界上没有任何一个其他的宗教可以告诉你怎么让你。
Why not? Because they can't do it. That's why.
为什么呢？因为他们做不到。
Why did we need another priesthood after Aaron?
为什么我们在亚伦之后需要另外一个祭司制度呢？
Answer is because Aaron's priesthood didn't get the job done.
所以呢，答案是呢，亚伦的那个祭司制度呢，并没有把工作做好。
All right, verse 12 says, for when there is a change of the priesthood, there must also be a change of the law.
第十二节说呢，祭司的职任既更改，律法也必须更改。
So it isn't just that Melchizedek was priest. The law was changed in order that Melchizedek be priest.
所以呢，这种方式呢，祭司的职任已经更改了，律法呢，哎，也必须更改，这样呢，以便麦基洗德呢是成为永远的祭司。
Problem was verse 13 that Melchizedek, of whom these things are said, belonged to a different tribe. No one from that tribe has ever served at the altar.
所以第十三节说呢，因为这话所指的人本属别的支派，那支派里从来没有一人伺候祭坛。
For it is clear that our Lord Jesus Christ descended from the tribe of Judah. And in regard to that tribe, Moses said nothing about priests.
也就是自己也说，我们的主分明是从犹大出来的，但这支派摩西并没有提到祭司。
Okay, so if in fact the Lord Jesus were to be the new priest, it had to be by the change of the law, because the law said all the priests had to come from Aaron.
如果说呢，这里讲到如果主耶稣基督呢要成为祭司呢，那么就必须改变律法，因为律法说呢，所有的祭司都必须从亚伦那一族出来。
And therefore he goes on verse 15. And what we have said is even more clear if another priest like Melchizedek appears, one who has become a priest, not on the basis of a regulation as to his ancestry, but on the basis of the power of an indestructible life.
第十五节、第十六节说，倘若照麦基洗德的样式另外兴起一位祭司来，我的话就更是显而易见的了。他成为祭司，并不是照着肉体的条例，而是照着无穷之生命的大能。
So in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the days of Annas and Caiaphas, the high priest.
所以呢，在那个主耶稣基督的那个时代，在那个最高祭司那个该亚法的那个时代。
He would say to them, how do you get to be high priest? Oh, he'd say, it's very simple. My father was, and my grandfather, my great-grandfather, and he goes all the way back to Aaron.
所以呢，他们说呢，问那个最大祭司，你怎么成为祭司的？他说，我的父亲是个祭司，我的父亲的父亲是个祭司，我的父亲的父亲的是个祭司，最后一直追溯到亚伦那里去。
Then you go to Jesus and you say, how did you get to be high priest?
所以呢，然后你去问主耶稣基督，你怎么成为最高祭司的？
He says, well, I don't have to go through all kinds of generations, you see, because I live forever.
所以主耶稣会说呢，我不用像你们那样一直追溯到那个一代一代往上追溯，因为我是永远存在的。
He's a priest after the order of Melchizedek, in that if Melchizedek were still alive, he would be priest.
所以呢，如果说呢，他就是麦基洗德那个等次的祭司。如果麦基洗德仍然活着的话呢，仍然是祭司。
But Jesus says, I am still alive. We don't need a succeeding generation of priests. Jesus is always high priest. Jesus was a high priest 2,000 years ago.
所以呢，主耶稣基督说呢，我是永远活着，所以我不用说一代一代的后面有继任的祭司接替我，因为我是永远活的。我在2000年之前我就已经是祭司。
Jesus is the high priest 500 years ago.
主耶稣基督呢，也是最高祭司呢，500年之前他都是。
If we don't go to heaven in the meantime through the rapture, he will be high priest 100 years from now.
所以呢，如果我们现在呢，不是说在教会被提，我们去到天上跟主耶稣基督今天不是那一天的话呢，主耶稣基督在接下来的100年呢，仍然是最高祭司。
Okay, what is the power of his priesthood? Answer, he has an indestructible life.
所以呢，这是主耶稣基督的祭司，他是什么样的一个祭司呢？ 这个经文里讲的是叫做无穷生命的大能。It
just doesn't mean he keeps on living.
这个不仅仅是意味着他一直活着。It
means he cannot die. His life is indestructible.
所以这个意思呢，是他不可能死，因为主耶稣基督的生命是不可摧毁的。It
wouldn't matter what happens in the history of this universe. Not going to affect Jesus.
也不管在我们这整个宇宙发生任何的一件事情，对主耶稣基督都不会产生影响。What
would happen if several of the galaxies in the world were to combine and explode? And if the Earth were in one galaxy and three or four others were to collide with it, what would happen?
所以呢，如果说呢，这个整个宇宙的七个星系。 他们撞在一起，他们一起发生大爆炸，或者几个星系同时被摧毁了，那么会发生。We would
say that's a pretty big mess.
我们会说呢，这个那是个大的混乱。What
about Jesus?
那主耶稣基督呢？
He's going to be exactly the same after as he was before.
因为主耶稣基督是一模一样的，跟这个发生这件事之前。
Jesus is indestructible.
主耶稣基督是不可能被摧毁。Amen.
That's why we serve him. That's why we have confidence. He's made all these promises. Can you believe him? Of course you believe him. Why? Because he is indestructible. Nothing can stop him from fulfilling his promises.
Amen. 这是为什么我们会相信主，我们为什么会相信主耶稣基督的应许？因为不管这个世界、这个整个宇宙发生了什么，主耶稣基督呢，他是不可摧毁的，所以呢，他一定会持守他的应许。And
then the next line reads, "For it is declared," and quoting now from Psalm 110 about the Lord Jesus Christ, we read, "You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek."
第十七节说呢，因为有给他做见证的说，这就是诗篇110篇所说的，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。It
isn't just that it's true. It is also that it was promised by God about 1,000 years before Jesus was born. Psalm 110, written about that time.
所以这里呢，不仅仅因为这个是真的，这是而且呢，因为是神在1000多年之前，主耶稣基督出生1000多年之前，诗篇110篇里所讲到的。
God able to make it work? Yep.
神会让它变成现实吗? 当然。
All right, so that's our story.
所以这是我们今天的故事。
Why would you want to keep on following the Judeo system? Why would you keep on wanting to follow Moses and the ceremonial laws? Jesus has come. He's the priest now. He's the new priest, Melchizedek. Don't go back to the other religions. You go on with Jesus. Jesus is so much greater than anything that the other religions could come up with. And the fact is, what Jesus says and has done is true, and his promises are all valid. They will all come true.
所以呢，为什么你们要去跟随着那个以前的那个亚伦的那个祭司制度呢？你们又为什么要去跟随那些犹太人的那些律法制度呢？那些宗教制度呢？因为主耶稣基督已经来了，主耶稣基督是永远的祭司，他是大过一切的。所以呢，那一切的世界上的一切的宗教还是一切其他的东西，没有任何一个可以超过主耶稣基督的，因为主耶稣基督他是远远大过一切的。所以呢，你不要去跟随其他的宗教，你就来信主耶稣基督。
All right, so this isn't just good news. This is truthful good news. It's good news, but it's all true. And therefore, we say, I choose to believe God's promises.
所以呢，这里呢，不光是一个好消息，所以这些好消息呢，全是真理，这是真理的好消息。所以呢，我们一定要持守。坚持相信神的应许，我们主耶稣基督的应许。
All right, so we're going to pick up more of this story. Remember, the story of Hebrews is, should we follow Jesus? And the answer is yes, we are going to follow Jesus.
所以呢，我们会下个星期会继续我们这样的故事，就大家记得。这样的故事呢，这个故事讲的是为什么呢？我们应该去跟随主耶稣基督吗？当然，答案是我们要跟随主耶稣基督。
Very good. Let's have a word of prayer. Thank you for being with us today. May the Lord bless you and us.
所以我们呢，要来祷告。我们感谢大家呢，今天加入这样的学习，求主，愿主赐福我们，赐福你们。
Lord, we want to thank you for the promises.
主啊，我们要为这些应许献上感恩。
And we want to thank you for the character of our God and of his Son Jesus Christ who guarantee these promises.
我们要非常感恩神的他的品质和我们他的爱子主耶稣基督品质呢，就是会保证这些他所做的应许。
Some people say that Christianity is just wishful thinking.
所以呢，有些人呢说基督精神呢只是一种那种虚假的一些精神。
But the answer is no. It's the only thinking that is based on absolute truth and the promises of a God who is absolute truth.
所以呢，答案是。他们是错的，因为我们的是基于真理，神的真理，神的应许，因为神本身他自己就是真理。
Again, thank you for the goodness of God to us. Thank you for revealing Jesus to us.
所以呢，我们非常感恩有神的这样的好消息给我们，也感恩你把主耶稣基督展示给我们。
Help us to walk with him. Help us to believe him, we pray.
所以呢，帮助我们去相信他，帮助我们继续与主同行，我们祷告。
And we give these thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all for today.
May
the Lord bless us. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Harold, 谢谢大家。
Harold, Harold. 走了。我想问一个问题。I have question.
Okay.
容易 translation, 因为昨天我和我国内的同学就聊天聊起。这个福音我就说哎呀我现在是基督徒你跟他说先说一下。
嗯。So, she said that she had a conversation with her classmate in China. So, she told her classmate that she is a Christian now.
然后他就说哦信基督啊他说我的朋友的女儿就哎呀也是信基督教啊他 他妈妈拿他没办法，天天就只知道学，然后也不去工作，也不想你结婚。你再说。
他朋友的女儿是在国内。
对，他工作的同事吧，应该是。
OK， 所以she said that her coworker 林强呢，her coworker's daughter， she said she's a Christian， but she didn't do any work， and even she didn't want to marry。
然后我就说，基督，我说我现在是基督，我说很多的教派可能我说的不知道对不对，我就说我们的主耶稣给我们的是一个积极向上的，不懒惰，也要孝顺父母，不是躲在家里不出去不工作的。我说他可能是不是进入一个宗教派里面去，然后我不知道这样回答是否对。
So she just, Cindy told her classmates, she said, Christianity is not, encourage us to lazy and hide at home. And Christianity encourage us to work, to go. So she just thought, she told her classmates, she said, she just wondered that, her co-worker's daughter believes some religion, so that she didn't know her answer is right or wrong.
Her answer is right.
Hallelujah.
Here are some verses. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5. No, Second Thessalonians chapter 3. I don't know. Hang on. Second Thessalonians chapter
3. Verses 11.
And I just got to find these verses. I'm sorry.
你们可以看一下帖撒罗尼迦后书三章十一、十二、十三。
Second Thessalonians, verse 10, start in verse 10.
所以从第十节开始。
And verse 10 to 15, they all say you should work.
所以呢，10到15节呢，这几节经文，所以都说呢，应该去工作。
First Corinthians chapter 7 says that Christians should marry.
所以呢，林前的第七章告诉我们，基督徒应该结婚。
So those are two passages for your friend's daughter to consider. She must work and she should marry.
所以呢，这就是这他给你的这经文呢，都是说你可以告诉你的朋友，告诉你的那个同学，他的同事。他的女儿呢，应该结婚，应该工作。
All right.
Thank you, Harold.
Thank you, Harold.
See you later. Lord bless us all. Amen.
Thank you, Harold. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Debbie. Good to see you. Lord bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you all.
Bye now.